You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Victor Casselon, founder and CEO of Genovive, a pioneer in the emerging fields of nutrigenomics and nutrigenetics, representing a groundbreaking new approach to long-term weight management solution based on science that uses your unique DNA to develop customized meal and exercise programs. Victor, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Good morning, Eric, and thank you so very much.
You're quite welcome. Why have you decided to enter the field of health and genetics, and how did you get started?
Well, Eric, it's basically our company is based in New Orleans, and we started right after Katrina. We got hit by Katrina pretty well here, and I had two houses underwater, and trying to fix houses, trying to get in touch with insurance companies, contractors, you know the works. Basically, I gained about 80 to 90 pounds. I'm a stress eater, if you want to call it that. And so I decided at one point that I had had a DNA company, and we were working with livestock, actually. And actually what we were doing was genetics that I had licensed from outside the country. And what we were doing there was trying to find ways how to gain weight in livestock with less feed. And we succeeded in that. I sold my company, and then I called one of my ex-geneticists, told him what the situation was. Of course, by the time I sold the company, I had gained some of that weight already. And I asked him point blank, I said, look, remember what we were trying to do, and we succeeded there? And he says, yeah. And she says, well, do you think there's an opposite effect? Do you think we could find specific genes that would have a metabolic weight loss process compared to in correlation to macronutrients? We hadn't gotten to the exercise part yet. So he says, it's very possible. So right away he went into it, showed me four genes in the literature that had approximately 300 to 400 human clinical interventional trials on several micronutrients for carbohydrates and fats. And then I hired some folks who were in the nutrigenomics field. One lady was a professor in the university in Florida. She's written three books, I believe, on weight loss and the gene nutrient interaction. And as you said, it was nutrigenomics. So basically, she gathered a team of two to three other gals who were dietitians, geneticists, and had degrees in nutrition and of course dietetics. And we went to work. In the meantime, I utilized those genes that we had found, and I had myself tested. At the time, I hired a young man who was out of work from Katrina. He had been, you know, let go due to the restaurant that had been flooded. And so we went to work on basically putting some macronutrient meals together for me based on macronutrients. Then he says, you need to go start exercising. Well, so I went to the gym. And then I asked him why was very important the exercise. I'm a pharmacist, and I should know that, but, you know, we don't learn that in school. So got into a long discussion with a trainer that I hired, and he started digging up. I was very lucky. He was also very interested in genetics, and because he had certain folks that did better with weight training and certain folks that did better with other type of exercises, and he couldn't understand what was going on, and he knew they were being compliant because they were in the gym. So We started studying the science of genetics, and I asked my, not the science of genetics, but the genetics of exercise physiology. And I called my ladies and had a meeting, and I said we would like to also incorporate the exercise physiology into this. So I gave them another layer to start researching. In the meantime, the application of DNA, I think in the last 5 years, as we have seen it in targeting specific tumors and what drugs to use, and I think the DNA today and the work of DNA is, I guess, is comparable to the computer chip and how it was 30 years ago. You know, it was a computer. What can it do? What can it do that it can't, that we can't do on paper today? So we know today what a computer can do that we could not do on paper back then. You know, besides search engines, et cetera, et cetera. So going back to my story is that we start working on this little by little. And then, you know, you always, as an entrepreneur, and you're entering, some people call it blue ocean, white space, whatever you want to call it, you're applying a known field with another known field. So the marriage of those fields, a lot of people seem to view it as they're averse to the basically the marriage. They're opposed to the marriage because they don't understand it and they don't embrace it. And guess what? It's not uncommon, because I'm not a computer guy, so I might be averse to certain things in computer. This is why we have an IT specialist. This is why we have a geneticist. So basically, we found, I think, 12 genes and 4 genes for exercise. I took these 4, I'm sorry, 10, original was 10 genes for diet or weight loss, and 4 for exercise physiology. And then from there, we went in search of some of the top names in the industry, in the medical profession, who are also involved in nutrition and genetics and prevention. I think that half of our healthcare costs can be cut if we show folks, give them a compass on how to keep themselves healthier. And DNA is that compass, or is the beginning of the compass, because it's always the motivation and the compliancy of that particular individual. So to stay on the steady path of health, we can give the folks the tools. Then we moved on, and we did I can't mention a name, but let's say it's an Ivy League school. They, you know, as an entrepreneur, you always think, am I doing the right thing? Am I crazy? Is this the right thing to do? Surprisingly enough, this Ivy League university was working at the same time on the same idea. They published a study. Their study showed we were 98% correct. I don't think there's any, in science, there's not 100% accuracy. Then we had to go and find the exercise physiology folks. So we went to the lady who developed the MET system, Dr. Barbara Ainsworth. We gave her the paperwork, the science studies, and she's, you know, today she's on our scientific advisory board. She's in the University of Arizona, head of the wellness department. She's a chair of exercise physiology. And so we combine the two. And basically, I started to lose even more weight when we were able to get a better picture. And I lost I lost 80. I'm going to say right now, to not try to be as exact as I can, I want to say I lost about 85 pounds of my 90 pounds that I gained pre-Katrina. And it did take me a year and a half. Now, most people can say, advertise, I can lose pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. But what we found out through my trainer also, that I was losing body fat percentage, and I was gaining lean mass muscle. So what was happening is, in a lot of diets, we do lose 20 pounds, we do lose 30 pounds, we do lose 60 pounds, as advertised, but we are also losing muscle mass. And, you know, you don't have to be a scientist to know that in your muscle mass, your muscle contains the engine that metabolizes or help metabolizes your macronutrients. So this is what you see, why you see rebound effect, because a lot of folks are losing pounds and they don't realize that probably a third of that, or maybe a fourth of that, is muscle. When you go on a weight loss program or a health style program, you know, your idea is, yeah, you want to lose weight, but you're at the same time you want to maintain that muscle and learn what to do, how to keep that weight off for reasons, for your own reason, your own personal reason, whether it be vanity or health. You also learn what exercises to do. So we not only become a guide for what foods to stay away from, but we also become a compass for the trainer or the individual to learn which exercises are best and more efficacious for you long term. You and I, you know, you can do weight training for an hour. I can do weight training for an hour. We might not get the same results because we might have different genes. And we have to remember that we have different genes. Basically, we're different. Even though we are the same, we have a small percentage of our DNA that is different. And even though we migrated to the United States or wherever the case may be, we carried those ancient genes with us. Everyone on this earth is our forefathers were the survivors of famine and feast. We no longer have famine. In 99% of the world, of course, we have famine somewhere, parts of the world. But 99% of the world has feast. So what happens is, what I always like to say is, our ancient genes that we carry, even though we were just born, we're only 5 years old, we still have those ancient genes that helped us to survive the feast and famine.
So Victor, what results have you seen from your service?
Basically, we're seeing folks who are not as much interested in vanity, but are interested in health and getting better. A relative died, and they know that they don't want to go down that path. And so basically, they want to change their path, and they want to be healthy.
Tell me, along the way, what is the greatest lesson that you have learned starting Genovive, and I'm sure there's something that you've learned along the way?
Well, in starting Genovive is that sometimes you start out on a certain path, and your target audience is not your true target audience. You have something not better to offer, but something that's offered to another audience, that it's more important to another audience, another market. And in our case, it was more getting away from vanity and getting more into health outcomes. And what I learned is patience. What I also have learned, not only from this company, from other companies, is hiring the right people. And that takes a while, because a company is not the CEO. The company is not a building. The company is basically the people that are running that company, that have the passion for what they're doing.
Today we're joined by Victor Castellon, founder and CEO of Genovive, a pioneer in the emerging fields of nutrigenomics and nutrigenetics, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Victor, what is the next step, or what is next for you and Genovive?
What we're doing, the next step, what we're doing is we have found several genes that actually are behavioral genes. Why do we eat? Why do we like certain foods? Why do we like comfort foods? Because it makes us happy. I think there's, we're looking, but we don't want to give that to the patient or the client. We want to give that to the healthcare professional, and we have suggestions how to curb those cravings. You may have certain genetic variations that lead you into a sweet tooth personality, or sweet tooth category. It's not a sweet tooth. You have cravings for sugar. So our next step is we're introducing a behavioral panel.
Interesting. Now, lastly, tell us on an entrepreneurial front, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs listening in that want to start their own business just like you did?
Don't be afraid to jump into the water. I guess this is, if you feel you have a good idea, bounce it around. I've been told all my previous businesses, that sounds a little bit crazy. Don't let that keep you away from jumping in. Have good people around you. Surround yourself with good employees, and make sure that the product you're selling has integrity and can make someone's life better.
Good stuff. Certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today, Victor. Where can listeners get more information about Genovive online?
Well, they can go to www.genovive.com, G-E-N-O-V-I-V-E.com, and they can read more about us and our science.
Well, very good. Victor, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric. You have a nice weekend.
You too. And we've been speaking with Victor Castellon, founder and CEO of Genovive, a pioneer in the emerging fields of nutrigenomics and nutrigenetics. And once again, the website of reference is Genovive.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.